Hello.
Hi, Marlene.
Yes.
It's Michael Clark returning your call.
Oh, hi, Mr. Clark. I was just getting an email ready out for you. You recall my father, Lionel Bouchard, yes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. And you recall that he had a head injury and, had a small claim in his favor?
Yeah.
Okay, and you were also, lawyer for Andy Bouchard?
Just briefly on a matter, but I haven't been his lawyer for a while now, but I was very briefly his lawyer, yes, that's correct.
Oh, okay. Because there's a situation here, and maybe you can help me with this. If you recall, Andy had requested a no trespass order. Let me see if I can find it here. Against me, Marlene Legarry, for the premises in St. Eustache, Eli, and his own home.
Right.
Do you recall that? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And then this sort of snowballed, and I'll get to the point. I'll read a letter here that Andy presented to the court after getting me into a whole lot of trouble with the RCMP. It goes like this. It says, Magistrate, this will confirm that as a family, we urgently request your assistance in helping our sister Marlene Legarry obtain psychiatric help. Family members and friends who support this decision to have Marlene Legarry given a psychiatric assessment are, and there's a typewritten list of about 28-30 names, and the last name on this list is Michael Clark, solicitor, and your phone number.
Oh.
Were you party to this? Were you aware of this?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, that's what I suspected. So would you be willing to put that in writing? I'll fax you or I'll email you this or scan you this form that he presented to the magistrate, and on here there's a whole list of people.
Sure.
And as a result of this, I did have to undergo a psychiatric evaluation after being held in remand for supposedly attempting to kidnap my very own mother to take her down to a cancer clinic in Houston, Texas.
Okay, yeah.
And this was Andy that was all behind all this.
Yeah, okay.
So we're trying to unravel all the lies that he's done, because now Dad has a protection order. It was set aside because he couldn't attend court because he was sent out here to BC for his own safety, right? So we're trying to get Dad back, the protection order back in place to show that all this was based on false allegations by Andy, who was behind all of this, and to get Dad reinstated in his home because he has a life estate.
Okay.
So we're just pointing out to the court that a lot of people were used, manipulated, and had no knowledge of it. And I've never met you, so I couldn't see how you could have even approved this, let alone let your name stand on a list that the magistrate went along with and, approved a psychiatric evaluation, which, I came out, it was clear that it was just a family dispute, but... Okay, so what I can do is maybe scan this over to you. I do see your email here on some of Dad's correspondence, and I can send that out to you, and you can deny the fact that you had no part in this and that you weren't even aware your name was used.
Sure. Send it to me, and I'll take a look at it for sure.
Okay.
Any questions, I'll give you a call.
Sure. Okay. Do you recall any of the other circumstances around Dad's claim or anything to do with Andy involved in it? I know the claim was sent from David Bradley's office over to your office.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any comment on that?
No, I wouldn't be able to because of solicitor-client privilege.
Okay. Dad is here if that's...
it with you.
Okay. Well, Dad is here if you... Dad, you want to say hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hi Lionel.
So how are you doing?
Good. How you doing? Long time no see.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay? That's good.
Yeah. So...
Do you know who this is?
Pardon?
Do you know who this is?
Who is it, Mr. Clark?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was your lawyer a couple years ago.
Dad's got hearing aids. Is Michael Clark your lawyer?
Oh, yeah, I remember you well, but right
now... Do you have any questions for me?
No, not really. I mean, no.
Okay.
I'm a bit hard of hearing now. I have trouble with my ears, so... I have hearing, but don't seem to help too much. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, so have a Merry Christmas then.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah, okay.
Put Marlene back on.
Sure. Okay, yeah, Dad's here. I guess maybe some of the questions is...
Why don't you send me an email with them?
Okay.
And then I can respond to that. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds perfect. I appreciate that. And,
right, Marlene.
And our goal is just to get Dad back in his home without further interference from Andy. And Winston Smith also represented Dad, so he's very familiar with the background of what's been going on. So
okay.
If there's any questions there, too, he can probably fill in some of the blanks.
Sure.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Good, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.